There was a young man who worked in a pharmacy when we lived in an apartment on 2nd Street that faced the river. We moved out of that apartment and moved into the house that we rented on 4th Street. And about the same time, Robert Selb and I became friends because, you know, we had freedom. We could go outside and do whatever we wanted to. Nobody paid any attention to what you were doing during the day. And I'd go over and hang out at the drugstore and talk to Robert Selb. Well, then when we moved to 4th Street, he got a job with the government and working in the post office. And I would go to the post office and, you know, run errands. I was only 4 or 5, but I was allowed to do that on my own, cross the street and go to the post office. And I found out that we had the same birthday. We were both born July 29th. And so on my birthday, my grandmother would make my big favorite cake, coconut cake, and always cut a big wedge of it for Robert, and I would take it over to Robert to the post office. One day, I guess I told him I was going to marry him. And he sent me this wonderful letter, July 29th, 1941. And I saved it. Look at his handwriting. We're losing all of that. He says, "Dear Linda, here's wishing you a happy birthday. I've been sick in bed and didn't get down to the post office till too late to mail this. When I got there, I found your 2 cards. That's just like a little girl I know to remember me on my old birthday. You see, I'm getting old and will be a gray-haired man by the time you grow up. I thought for a long time I'd wait for you, but you're too young to be my wife. I'm going to get one that goes barefoot and wears an apron and smokes a pipe. Wouldn't you? Yours, Robert." He was drafted into the army and he was killed.